was Danza Kuduro from Don Omar and Lucenzo. Whoever is on next has not appeared, and the internet has also conked out here at WMFO. So it's going to take me just a second here to figure something out. So hang tight with me here, y'all. I might have to play something from Mexico after all. It's a big if. Here we go. You're on WMFO, Medved Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play one more song. Just to take us out and take you into the next hour. Let me find something. Oh yeah. Right, I'm out. Have a good one, everybody.
Que no me atrevo. Si supieras que yo ando a fuego. Dime que tú juegues y yo lo juego. No lo dejemos pa' luego, no. Que la lucha se fue y la noche llegó. Ay, quiero saber si usted quiere lo mismo que yo. Dime pa' dónde vamos después de la playa. Si no secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, yeah. Dime pa' dónde vamos después de la playa. Si no secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, bebé.
Dime, ¿vamos pa' el mambo o no vamos pa' el mambo? Tú me dices, mami. Zumba. Hoy sí que sí. Hey. Dime pa' dónde vamos después de la playa. Si nos secamos, yo traigo la toalla y de nuevo nos mojamos. Pero en mi cama te voy a dar tabla de surfear, bebé. Mami, tú vívela.
sent yesterday at 10:41 p.m.
I gotta tell you, I'll make it better, but I know that's something I needed to say. When I was out now, maybe you were better alone. I know I'll make it wrong.
She told me, sweet thing, run away, but in your shoes, touch me till I fall in love. I wanna help her, maybe we were better alone. I wanna show you how.
Hello, hello, good morning. Happy April 15th. This is Katie, and you are listening to Beatcaster on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is a nice, cloudy, but still blue sky-ish sunny day. Very different from yesterday. And this morning, it was finally dark again when I woke up, thanks to Daylight Savings, and I can't decide if I like it or not, but I do like, there's a song I listen to every time I wake up before the sun rises. It's called Before the Sun Rises, and I finally got to listen to it again today. So, just before this, we kicked things off at the top of the hour with Sam's Town by The Killers, and that is the first song on their album, Sam's Town. And now we did a little jump, and you are currently hearing Show You How from their album Sawdust, which is more of a compilation, less of an album. But I think the voicemail at the beginning of the song is really, it's a really fun one. And then we're going to jump back into the album Sam's Town. Right now, what is starting behind us is Bling, Confession of a King. And then we're going to listen to a few more Sam's Town. And you might be wondering, why are we only listening to The Killers today? Or are we only listening to The Killers today? And the answer is yes, because they are playing a show in 2 days. On Friday, St. Patrick's Day, at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, which is around, I think it's about an hour and a half from here. And it's kicking off spring break for me, so I'm going to that before I dip from the lovely Medford. So that's how we're celebrating. And it's not on a tour. It's not, their tour came to Boston. This is not coming to Boston. They're only going to this arena in Connecticut. I can't figure out why. But it's going to be so exciting. So we're celebrating them today. Yeah, we're going to keep listening to Sam's Town, and then we'll do some jumping around. But that is by far the best album. I'm not just going to say my favorite. I'm going to say the best. And we're listening to three songs that come in a row because I listen to this album in order so much that I need them. I kind of imagine the next song coming on. So we're gonna do that, and then we'll come back and chat.
Bye. Check my face, I look a little bit older. I look a little bit colder.
All right. We will come back and chat because we just finished the Sam's Town three-part series, trilogy, if you will. Really just three songs in a row from their album. And now you are hearing Shot at the Night. And this is only in the Direct Hits album, also a compilation. But this one is, I think it's really good, and it's really awesome at concerts too. I don't really know why, but it sounds, it always, I've seen them live twice. But they've played this both times. And both times, it's been really good. So, the Sam's Town songs you just heard. We started with Bling, Confession of a King. And then For Reasons Unknown. And then Read My Mind. And really great songs. Bling has a fun ending. And actually, on the Killers subreddit, there is talk about, are there any songs by the Killers that don't have the title in the name? And I immediately thought Bling, and a lot of people commented that also. But actually, it does. It's just, it does say Bling. It's just really faint, and you can't hear it. So that's fun. And then all the rest of them. There's probably one, but I don't know which one. That doesn't say the title and the name. For Reasons Unknown, when I saw that song live, there's usually a Brandon Flowers, the lead man, the singer, the front man. You can hear his voice. He usually lets someone from the audience come up on stage and do the drum part, knocking his poor drummer, Kevin, yep, off stage. But I think at the concert in October, he let someone come up for Reasons Unknown, and she played the keyboard instead of drums, which was still fun. It was just unexpected on my part, probably on a lot of people's. And then Read My Mind, of course. That, actually, Read My Mind was the song I heard Catfish and the Bottlemen covered Read My Mind. They kind of, like, stripped it and did an acoustic version and released that on an album, a Triple J, like, a version. And I used to listen to theirs in January 2020. And my sister and I really liked it, and then we discovered that it was the killer song later. So that's kind of the song that kicked us both into this, on this killer's kick. And now Shot at the Night only played so I could talk over it, because now we're hearing the greatest song literally of all time, All These Things That I've Done. So I'm going to stop talking and we're going to listen to it.
If you can't hold on, hold on. Thank you.
Okay, you are listening to Boy. It's a single that came out over the summer, and I think towards the end of the summer, August 5th. August 5th, wow. That makes sense to my memories. It makes sense for my memories. And then before Boy, you heard My Own Soul's Warning, and that was from the Imploding the Mirage album that came out in late 2020, also in August. Wow, do they always release? No, they don't always release in August, but it's the second half of the year. And now, oh, and before that was The Best Song of All Time, All These Things That I've Done from Hot Fuss, which is also what the album that Mr. Brightside is from. And because of that, and that album has some other bops, like Smile Like You Mean It, Somebody Told Me, of course, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, ooh, Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll, that one's coming on later, so get excited. But Samstown still beats it out, and honestly, I think Day and Age is second. I think Hot Fuss might be ranked third for me. So, now we're listening to When the Dreams Run Dry. This one grew on me. Boy also grew on me. I didn't love it when it first came out, but I think it goes pretty hard now. My Own Soul's Warning was hard for me to listen to here in the studio because I love running to that song. It's a very fun one. Same thing with All These Things That I've Done, and I haven't been able to run for about 5 weeks, but hopefully we're getting back up there. Oh, here we go. Down to Acapulco Bay. That's a fun line. And that's one of my goals, to beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. So, I think now it is 8:40, and we are going to do the PSA while we listen to Where the Dreams Run Dry. And maybe this is where I couldn't, for some reason, there's not a PSA that's just about the Killers. So instead, we're going to do a PSA about bears. And here we go. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. And USDA, if you have ever heard, actually, I think I played it a couple weeks ago when I was doing my Twins Day. That was on the 22nd of February. In The Man, at one point he says, USDA, certified lean. That's a good line. I'm sure I pointed it out that day. So, now we are going to get back to the music. We have some goodies coming back on later. I know it seems like I crammed a bunch of bops in the first half. I was a little nervous about that, actually. But we still have some good ones coming on. Here we go.
Dustland fairy tale beginning, or just another white trash county kiss. And 61, long brown hair and foolish eyes. He looked just like you'd want him to, some kind of slick chrome American prince. A blue jean serenade and moon. I saw the devil wrapping up his hands. He's getting ready for the showdown. I saw the minute that I turned away. I got my money on a pawn tonight. A change came in disguise of revelation. Set his soul on fire. She says she always knew. Cinderella in a party dress, but she was looking for a nightgown.
You think I love
shades of amber we will run. Somewhere in the life to come. This is not a shakedown. Faith in me, girl. Just drop kick the shame. I'll cover your face, girl.
Now we are hearing Life to Come from the album Wonderful Wonderful. And I think we already heard... No, we didn't. This is the only song. I had another one on here from this album, but I guess I took it off. I've been... Oh, The Man is from this album. I was going to play a different song, but only because I like one line in it. That says, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And then the beat comes in at just the right time. But then the rest of the song, like, isn't that great. I just really like, I think that's a funny line. And next, we are hearing Miss Atomic Bomb. It's starting right now. From their album Battle Born, which now means we have listened to every album of theirs except for Pressure Machine, the 2021 album that is a personal letdown, I think a fan favorite letdown. So the opposite of a fan favorite. I don't know what that would be called. And we also didn't hear anything from the Christmas album for obvious reasons. Even though I have been listening to A Great Big Sled as we've been getting all of this snow. For some reason, it's working for me. So, now, before Life to Come, you heard Glamorous Indie Rock and Roll. That one is fabulous. It makes me feel so, like I'm walking through fire. Like, it's a real powerful song. But it's also a total, meme on their behalf. Like, one of the lines in that one says, I'll take my twist with a shout. It's just kind of making fun of, they're not trying to call themselves indie rock and roll, they're making fun of themselves. So a lot of people went up in arms when that for that song, but in a bad way. They were hating on it. But that also came from Hot Fuss. And then before that was A Dustland Fairy Tale, a top five song of theirs. So now we have a couple more songs. The sun has risen more, or come out more. Maybe the clouds have gone away. So we are looking, it's looking like we are going to have a very pretty day, which is good. After yesterday, it'll probably be a little windy, but nothing too crazy. And I hope you all are feeling prepared for me to go to the Killers concert on Friday in not close to Boston. And next week is spring break, so I will not be here. Maybe you will be here, maybe you won't be here, but you might just have to listen to the archive or listen to whatever the sub is that day. So we have two more songs, maybe one, maybe two, and I will sign off now. The next song is Losing Touch, also from Day and Age. And then if we have time for one more, it will be Battleborn. But I don't know if we'll have time. So this has been Katie on Beatcaster, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Be sure to tune in, if not next week, 2 weeks from now, the 29th, for more Beatcaster.
But sometimes in dreams of impact I still hear Miss Atomic Bomb.
It must be true.